Well, hi folks, I'm Richard Searle and welcome to week two of our 10-week course on mindfulness, meditation and reflection for leaders and managers. I know that there's quite a lot of people, new people joining us in the last day or two, so welcome to you. I think it's fantastic that in this era of social distancing and self-isolation and quarantining, etc., that there's still lots of connection and there's still a lot of belonging occurring. Before we start the content, so to speak, of this session, I'd like to just do a short exercise from week one to help us let work and life go a bit and to make us more present for the podcast. So if you could just sit up straight wherever you are at the moment, maybe close your eyes and just follow what I'm asking to do, this simple exercise. We did it last week. It's a breathing exercise. And all I want you to do now is to breathe in deeply and say to yourself, breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. And breathing out, say to yourself, breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. So you're watching your breath. Breathing in deeply. Breathing out slowly. Say to yourself, breathing in deeply. Breathing out slowly. Watching your breath. Breathing in deeply. Breathing out slowly. Breathing in calm, breathing out stress. Breathing in calm, breathing out stress. Breathing in calm, and finally, breathing out stress. Okay, so I wanted to answer a few of your questions from the week. So some folks emailed me, somebody asked me how to spell Thich Nhat Hanh, which was an author that I quoted in week one. So I thought really I should put together a written guide of optional further reading. And I've done that and I've attached it to this podcast. It is optional. It's not necessary to do any of that reading. You'll still get the benefits of this course, but the reading is terrific as well. I also had an inquiry from somebody saying that they hadn't done any of the leadership courses with me previously, and you know, what could they do to catch up on that? And so I have given some references there about leadership thinking and practice. And again, that's useful. It's a useful review. But it's not necessary or a prerequisite. Also, somebody wrote to me saying that they weren't in a leadership role and would the course work for them? And the answer to that is definitely, because my approach to leadership is I'm really interested in helping people to exercise leadership effectively, whether they are in a leadership role or whether they're not in a leadership role. Also, somebody asked me, was it necessary for them to do every session and did they have to do it? You know, was it a problem if they didn't do it in the order in which I've organised it? And the short answer to that is no, it's not a problem. Do whatever works for you. The longer answer to that is yes, it is a bit of a problem in the sense that I there is a progression and a logic and a rhythm to how I have designed the course. And so it's definitely preferential to do all of it and to do it in the order that I've organised it. Having said that, I've also distributed a course outline, and I'm going to deviate. I only distributed it in the last day or two, and I'm going to deviate from it already. Those who are familiar with me as a teacher will know, particularly those who've worked with me, that I've often said to them, my method of teaching is that I know how to get the plane to take off, and I have a good idea where I want to land the plane, but what route we take in between is open to conjecture. And I've already got to change some of the content that I want to cover today. So I want to start by looking at relaxation of the body and do an exercise with us, a practice around relaxing the body. Now it's worth noting how we relate to our body. So, as I'm getting older, I'm full of aches and pains, and I notice that I can sometimes be a bit critical of my body, and I can even sometimes be at war with my body. It's, my thinking is, oh, my body's holding me back, it's letting me down, etc. But one of the key practices and ideas around mindfulness is to bring your mind back to your body. That, often we do a lot of thinking, we have thoughts, we have projects, we have images, and our head's off in some ethereal world, and we look back and we feel like, oh, we're just dragging this sad sack around with us, but we're up in this ethereal world, and even we can get so confused we think that up there is who we really are. And one of the goals, if you like, out of being mindful, is to bring ourselves back, because we are in a body. Yep, that's our home. That's where we live. We are in a body. Jon Kabat-Zinn, who does a lot of work in hospitals and with patients who have very, very serious illnesses and lots of things going wrong with them, he has a fantastic statement. He said one of the reasons why he thinks his stress and pain management centers work is that they treat people with an awful lot of respect. And he said their philosophy is that if you're still breathing, there's more right with you than wrong with you. And I think that's a pretty apt kind of philosophy in this period where we're dealing with a virus that seems to have an acute respiratory syndrome as part of its makeup. So there is another phenomenon we have at the moment where the Instagram body and the gym body. And so people might say, well, Richard, you might be getting on a bit, but the rest of us, we've got beautiful bodies and they're beautifully fit and we're really attending to them and we're eating all of our terrific fruit in the morning, etc. But even some of that can be a bit of a problem, because a lot of that is about the image of the body. Now, I'm sure you're not so shallow that you're caught up in the image and the projection of the image of the body. But if you do occasionally fall for that trap, you have to remember that the image of the body is not the body. And what we're talking about here is the body. So I want to do an exercise with you. This is called progressive muscle relaxation. It's a very simple exercise. The exercise comes from Ian Gawler. Ian Gawler is a very big advocate for using the body to help you relax and become mindful. And although this is not a practice that I regularly do, he does do this practice regularly, And I attended a workshop with him late last year when he was launching his book, Blue Sky Mind, his recent book. And he did this exercise with us. And I was very surprised at just how powerful it is in terms of relaxing you and entering, calming the mind. We'll do a very shortened version of this because we haven't got a lot of time. And I'll follow a part of his script that he's written around progressive muscle relaxation. The ideal way to do this exercise is to be lying on the floor on your back, but that is probably not practical for you right now. But during the week when you're practicing this, that might be the way to go. But wherever you are, if you're sitting up, just try to sit up. Take a moment, settle your position, adjust your posture, get your body settled. And when you're ready, maybe join me closing your eyes. Take a moment to remind yourself of your motivation for doing all this, whatever it is. Maybe it's just to be calmer. Whatever your motivation is for doing this course, this podcast, this exercise. And allow yourself to move to a state of mindful awareness and to rest in a deeper stillness. So let's begin by taking our attention down to our feet. Perhaps move them a little, really feel what they're like at the moment. Just noticing your feet. Now what I want you to do is contract the muscles of your feet. Use your mind and don't make big judgments. Oh, where's my muscle? Am I doing it? Is the muscle moving? But just go along with me here, yeah? Contract the muscles in your feet and then let them go and feel the difference. Contract the muscles in your feet and then let them go. Contract the muscles in your feet and then let them go. Feeling the muscles softening, loosening, relaxing, releasing, just simply letting go. Now move your attention up to your calves. It's like you're just moving your mind through your calves, noticing how they're feeling at the moment without trying to change anything. If they're sore or in pain of some sort, that's fine. Don't try to fix it. Just notice it. And now what I want you to do is contract the muscle in your calf or calves and then let them go. Contract the muscles in your calves and then let them go. Contract the muscles in your calves and then let them go. And again, feel the muscles softening and loosening, relaxing, releasing, just simply letting go. Now, if your mind's wandered off and you're off with projects and thoughts and emotions and all that, and you're feeling a bit bored and all that, that's fine. Whenever you can, though, remember your motivation and bring yourself back to your body, what I'm asking you to do. So now I want you to bring your attention to your thighs and to your thigh muscles, and I want you to notice how they feel, and I want you to contract with your mind at least, if not your body, your muscle in your thighs, and let them go. Contract the muscles in your thighs and let them go. And just notice, relaxing, releasing. Now bring your attention to your bottoms and to your glutes, big muscles there, and notice how it feels, and then contract the muscles. And notice yourself rising off the chair or off the floor, as you contract them and let them go. Contract the muscles and let them go. Contract the muscles in your bottom and let them go. And notice loosening, relaxing, releasing. Now bring your attention to your stomach. And notice how your stomach feels. And then contract the muscle in your stomach. And let it go. You'll notice it's contracting at the back and the front. Contract the muscle in your stomach. And let it go. Contract the muscle in your stomach. And then slowly let it go. Releasing. Relaxing. Letting it go. And now move your attention up to your shoulders. Notice how your shoulders are feeling at the moment. And I want you to contract the muscles in your shoulders. And now let them go. Contract the muscles in your shoulders. And now let them go. And notice how they feel when you've let them go. Contract the muscles in your shoulders. And now let them go slowly, releasing, relaxing, letting go, quite effortlessly. And now bring your attention to your jaw. So we often hold our jaw tightly without realizing we're holding our jaw in a fixed position. So notice how your jaw feels. Move it around a bit perhaps, your mouth and your tongue. Now, I want you to contract your jaw tightly and then let it go. No judgment here. Are you doing it well, doing it wrong, etc.? Just follow my instructions. Contract your jaw tightly and then just let it go. And contract your jaw tightly and just let it go. Relaxing it. Notice how your jaw feels, releasing effortlessly, just going deeper and deeper into relaxing your body, letting it go, letting your mind relax. Okay, great. So that's a simple version of progressive muscle relaxation. I want to discuss just one topic now, and that's to do with sleep and emotions. So I don't know if you're like me, but normally I sleep very soundly. But I've noticed over the last month, in the middle of a pandemic, that my sleep is not as regular and deep as normal. And I've had a couple of incidences over the past month where I've woken up at 3 a.m. in the morning, pretty stressed out about viruses. Perhaps I shouldn't have read that article in the New York Times about what it's like to be on a ventilator, stressed out about my business and finances and paying the mortgage and all those typical things and many others that all of us are experiencing at the moment. But I want to discuss a little about how you can deal with stressful emotions, particularly the ones that wake you up in the middle of the night. So sometimes those emotions can be very strong, and they can keep you awake for the rest of the night. So part of the practice with emotion is not to fight it. Part of the practice with stress is not to fight it. Now, I know that's going to sound strange to a lot of you, but if you really examine it yourself, and I'm inviting you to examine it, don't believe me, don't trust me, next time this happens, I'm inviting you to observe this. I suggest to you that one of the ways that we really get carried away with strong negative emotions and that we really allow stress to run a long course is that we try to fight it. We try to control it. We get very stressed about being stressed. When am I going to go back to sleep? I've got to get up in the morning, go to work. I've got to see the kids off, do whatever. And that compounds the problem. So the first step, or my advice, when it comes to strong emotions, to stress, is let the stress and emotion be there. Acknowledge it. Don't fight it. My second step is that often what we do is we go into our thoughts about all of this. And this is regularly not helpful because our thoughts are actually often the cause or the contributor to the negative emotion, strong emotion, stressful experiences, and all the sensations that are going on in our body accompanying it. It is much better to bring your attention to your body. And in the first instance, pay attention to the sensations that are going on in your body. Now, those sensations may not be particularly enjoyable. Your heart might be racing, your stomach might be in spasm, you could be sweating, whatever is occurring, but you're better to notice that. You might have a bit of a temperature happening, you could be blushing, you know, all these sensations that could be going on in your body, or they might be more subtle than the ones that I've just described. But you're better to pay attention to them. Again, don't fight them, don't judge them, but give your attention to the sensations to start off with. Then, my next step, you've accepted it, you've paid attention to the sensations, is bring your attention to your breathing. Now, this might take quite a while to do this, but I'm suggesting the very simple exercise that we just started with. Breathing in, I notice I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I notice I'm breathing out. If that's too complicated, go with breathing in, one. Breathing out, one. Breathing in, one. And you're not just saying it, you're watching the breath. Now, what you are attempting to do here is to bring your attention to your breath. If you are quite stressed and have strong emotions, this may take time. But you keep at it, switching your attention back to your breath. Your breath will calm you down. So, as Thich Nhat Hanh says, mindfulness is a power. And what you're attempting to do is to call up the power of mindfulness to sit alongside the sensations and emotions that you're experiencing. And your mindfulness will help you take care of them. So you do very simple breathing exercise. You're not judging. You're not trying to fix it. But you are trying to switch your attention to your breathing and allow your breathing to calm you down. once you are calm from that, you may notice a lot of the sensations and emotions starting to dissipate. Then, and really only then, you can start to attend to the thinking that was causing the stress in the first place. So in one of my incidences last week, very stressed about what's happening with my business, my finances, how am I going to pay the mortgage, etc. And once I calmed down and attended to it, I heard the voice of my mother. My mother, who was a Depression era mother, a widow raising five children on a widow's pension, and I could hear her stressful voice that you have to worry about every dime and what's going to happen in the future, etc. And that was the thinking that was going on for me that was causing me so much stress at the time. When you get to the bottom of your thinking, then there's the opportunity to let that go. Now, it's probably a bit too early yet in this program, but the next and final step is that you can not just let it be and let it go. You can often actually transform your emotion and transform your thinking. So sometimes I find myself having trouble getting to sleep because I'm beating myself up and criticizing myself about something I failed to do or something I should have done or something that didn't work out that I attempted, and I'm being highly critical of myself and etc. And listing all the complaints about myself and all my failings, etc. And using that process that I've just talked about there, suddenly I'll get to a position where an entirely new emotion and an entirely new attitude emerges, which is an experience of love for myself. Now that's a very, very enjoyable experience, and I wish I could live in that bubble all my life. I unfortunately can't do that. But out of a stressful situation, you can transform it. That is the potential of this exercise. Okay, so I want to do one more practice before we finish today, and it's to build on the practice we did last week. So if you can just sit up again, perhaps close your eyes. I want you to bring your attention to your senses again. Notice that you're breathing. And notice that there's darkness in front of your eyes. Bring your attention to the darkness again. Thoughts, emotions happening, wandering off, still thinking about the topic I was talking about before. All fine. Come back whenever you can. Bring your attention to what I'm saying. And notice the darkness. Fall into the darkness if you can. Relax into the darkness. Notice the sounds. Listen to the sounds that are going on around you. My voice, obviously, at the moment, but I'll stop talking. What sounds have you got happening there in your part of the world? Have a listen to them. If you're lucky, you might have heard my clock ticking through the microphone there. And now bring your attention just to your sensations again, any sensations that you notice happening in your body at the moment. And it's fine, don't change any of these things. You know, notice, are you really relaxed at the moment? Gee, is Richard really working miracles, or are you as tense as you always were? Whatever, just notice. Now, bring your attention to your breath. And notice that you are breathing. You belong to that group that John Kabat says, if you're still breathing, there's more right with you than wrong with you. You're in that group. So notice, the air comes in through your nostrils, down through your lungs, down to your diaphragm, comes out, back the same way out through your nostrils. Don't do breathing. Don't change your breathing. I'm asking you to watch your breathing. However it is, if it's short, sharp, long, slow, it doesn't matter. Watch your breathing. The air comes in, the air goes out. And I'm going to stop talking for a while. All I want you to do is watch it, and if your thoughts and feelings and all that get blow off, that's fine. Bring yourself back whenever you can. So just keep breathing in, breathing out, and watch it and see if you can enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy it. Okay, that's very good. So I want to thank you for joining us this week. I want to recommend that you do a practice each day, that you do it for a minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you can manage. Do not make it a struggle. And perhaps try one or other of those two exercises, the meditation exercise we did at the end there, or the progressive muscle relaxation one, and see how you go. And I wish you all the best, and send me any questions, and I'll see you next week, so to speak.